only her lips moved, listen, but her voice was not heard. Listen, God doesn't have to hear your voice in order to hear your heart. He doesn't have to hear your voice actually in order for us to pray. Because we know Paul said, pray without ceasing. How does that happen? We know that it happens in heart speak. When you talking to yourself all day long the way you do, the way I do. You talk to yourself. But with Christians, we're not alone. So we're not really solely talking to ourselves. We're talking to the divine one who lives within, and he's talking back. Matter of fact, he sends thoughts. He sends impulses. He sends divine information your way. If you'll notice it, if you'll recognize it, he communicates. It's a two-way street, right? And so Hannah is there praying, and she prayed before the Lord, but also she spoke in her heart. I thought I read that. I said, oh my God. Now I know that. I live that. I experience that almost on a daily basis where something will come in my heart. And then I'll see God do something about what he sent into my heart. Well, see, because you have to understand that God fixed Hannah. You have to, let me back up a little bit. Maybe I'll preach my sermon today. Maybe I won't. But let me back up. Can I take my time? Thank you. Thank you, sister. Amen. I've got liberty now. I have freedom. But now, I'm going to read verse 5 because you have. Sometimes we are where we are by design. Didn't we say that there's no coincidence in the kingdom? Okay. Hannah prayed that prayer because of a condition that she found herself in. The condition that she found herself in, God made sure that she got in that condition. Why? Because you won't ask for certain things until or unless God puts you in a position to ask for it. Listen, there are some prayers you won't pray unless God put you in a certain condition. I'm going to show you in verse 5, says this, but to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. You say, Pastor, God doesn't do things. Read your Bible. For his eternal purposes to bring Christ into the earth, God, what you're reading and Abraham and Sarah and all these things are cases where God moved heaven and earth to make sure his will and his purpose got in the earth and accomplished. And God here is raising up himself a prophet. Not only a prophet to whom whose word never fell to ground. He's raising up a prophet who will anoint the king of his choosing. God is orchestrating. He's getting things together so he can work, bring his purpose. He's working his purpose. And so Hannah was in the circumstance she was in because God had done something. God had closed her womb. Now, when God closed her womb, that forced Hannah into a spiritual place of crying out to God. You see, there are some places you won't cry out to God. Oh, come on. There are some places you won't cry out, but God knows where you will. And he, according to his eternal purpose, will allow you to come into a place where the cry comes out. It happened to Israel in Exodus chapter 3 when they went under the bondage of the Egyptians. The Bible says that the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord remembered his promise to Abraham because of the cry. And so there, God not only allowed it, God did something so that the cry would come from Hannah. Now, beloved, it is no stretch to say that if God did that with Hannah for his eternal purpose, that God might allow something. God might allow some circumstances to come about. Matter of fact, I can see in my own life, time after time, I was telling Carl, there's some things happen. I was telling Rob, there's some things happen that happened to me in my business that were on the outside, upon first inspection, would cause me to jump back and kind of like get depressed and say, why is this happening? When after I got in it and began to consider and began to look around and began to see God do one or two things, I began to understand, no, God allowed me to come here. But listen, there are some things you will not learn there. You have to come to another place. God has to take you to another place. Because you can't learn it over there. He has to take you somewhere else. And that's what he's doing in my life currently. Lessons learned, just multiple lessons learned. I'm like, my God, I would have never. He said, exactly, you would have never. This man right here, God used Rob right here to speak some things into my life. He had no clue. A few weeks back, he had no clue. But it was like sitting down talking to him, like hearing God. And he's like, and God, and Father said, you know, you would have never done that. I'm like, that's right. I wouldn't have. But because this negative circumstance happened, it forced you. And so Hannah's cry to the Lord came about because God had closed her womb. And, you know, he doesn't have to get anybody to beat you down because we, you know, humans are good at beating folk down. Because God didn't have to get anyone to do that. All he had to do was close her womb. Peninnah took care of that. And then Hannah rightfully goes to the Lord. I'm not even at the scripture yet. I'm trying to get there. Can I take my time? Thank you very much. There's so many goodies along the way. See, when you read the Bible, you go for one thing, you come out with baskets, you know? Amen. And so Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. And verse 15, but Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. So, would God allow sorrow to come in your life? Thank you, sister. Thanks, sister didn't hesitate. Yes. 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 He allows sorrow. Why? Because he's using sorrow to bring about his purpose. Listen, God's purpose is more important than our temporary emotional fluctuations, vicissitudes, where we go. His purpose is more important. Why? Because God is after something. He's doing something. And listen, his purpose is bigger than my life. Therefore, I'm not to be concerned with my life solely. I'm to be concerned with his purpose. God, Father, help me to be concerned with your purpose and your will. And not just me. That's how we can be, right? She says, no, Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk. And she did the right thing. Because folk who sorrow, who depressed, they do all kinds of things to deal with their depression. You know, drink, drugs, you name it. Folk, computer, sit down, TV, eat, whatever. We do all kinds of things to try and self-medicate when we get depressed or when we're sorrowful, when we don't know what to do. But she says, I have neither drunk, neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. There it is. There it is. That's what God wanted. So she poured out her soul before the Lord. Now listen, some of you, if not every one of us, has an area of our lives, something that we have been pouring out our soul to the Lord. You've been pouring out your soul to the Lord about something in your life. And God has allowed it, that something, so that you might pour out your soul. Why? Because he wants us to cry out to him. Why? Because we need to recognize above all things our great need for him. I need thee every hour, most precious Lord, right? And so she says, I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, I have spoken until now. Listen, out of the abundance, the accumulation. You know, sometimes we go through things that when we first entered it, we said, oh, this is going to be over quick. I'm in this trial, but this is going to be over quick because, see God, because this got to be over quick. I can't take this. Anybody ever been there? You went into something thinking, you know, this is going to be only for a minute. I remember when I was working at Giant, looking for it, and I was getting ill because I was working at night. I was losing weight. I don't know if I was actually sick, but I was losing weight, and I was working all night, and I had been doing almost 4 years. And I started praying. See how it worked. I was at the gym working out every day, but I was losing weight. So I started to pray. You see the pattern? Hannah, her womb was closed, so she started to pray. I was at Giant working, getting thinner, didn't know why, so I started to pray for another job. And I remember when the owner of my now business was here in this church, and he had just started it, and I had 2 weeks vacation from Giant, and he said, hey, Pat, you want to come work with me on your 2 weeks vacation from Giant? I don't know how many of you get 2 weeks off vacation and go to work somewhere else, but that's what I did at 20-some years old. And now, what I didn't know, but what God knows, see, if you look back now, see, God knew that that's where he was moving me, but he had to allow something happen that would cause me to move. Well, so I go to work with him, and I remember saying to myself, I remember clear as day, oh, I'll do this for a short while, and then it's time to move on, because who on earth wants to be a carpet cleaner? Now, see, I don't know, where you've been, but that's my story. That's where I was. So I said to myself, this is going to be short-lived, only to find out. What's this? Is 25 years later. I'm going to watch it now because you may have in your plan 1 year here. God has in his 40 years later. So we have to let God be God, right? Because he's doing the leading and he's doing the guiding. So, but she said, for out of the abundance of my complaint. I remember praying for months. I said, Lord, this I need a day job. This night work is really not doing me good. And I remember praying. And then the owner of this franchise came in, and we were friends. We knew each other and all that. I had no idea that would lead to this, to where I am now. But God knew all along. Hannah had no idea. Listen. I've preached this sermon before, and I'll say it again because it is so right on that when God, see, Hannah wanted a son. You know where I'm going. But God wanted a prophet. Let me say it again. Hannah wanted a son. But God wanted a prophet. Now what God will do, because he's so beautiful, he's so wonderful, when you read the scriptures and you see the workings of God, God married Hannah's will with his will, and the two came together. Okay? You see it all throughout scripture. And Abraham and Sarah, Abraham wanted a son. Sarah wanted a son, an heir. God wanted one through whom he would bring his son Jesus through. Not in Ishmael, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. Come on. Remember Elizabeth and Zechariah? They were barren. Elizabeth and Zechariah wanted a son. God wanted a forerunner to Jesus Christ. He wanted a prophet, a son. He said a prophet to the highest. God does this. And we see it over and over and over again in Scripture. Listen, you want something in your life. What does God want? You ever thought about that? You ever thought about that? Because Jesus said, when you pray, pray this, thy kingdom come, thy will. Listen, out of the two, see, we know what our will is, but do we know what his is? Listen, and then don't pray only your will. Pray his will. What is your will, Father? And so Hannah does not know what's going on. But she's feeding right into the workings and the purposes and the plans that God has set for her. But she says, out of the abundance of my complaint and my grief, I have spoken until now. In other words, Hannah had gone through this so long. There was so much welled up. The abundance of my complaint. Come on, listen. Jesus said this. Ask. And you say, but keep on asking. Asking, you shall receive. Seeking, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. But keep on knocking. Keep on praying. She says, out of the abundance of my grief. You remember blind Bartimaeus when he sat by the roadside and he heard Jesus was coming by and the people said, shut up, Jesus is coming. Blind Bartimaeus, instead of taking that as a discouragement, he said, oh, this is what I've been waiting for. This is not the time to shut up. This is the time to get louder. Why? So blind Bartimaeus had been through so much that he threw off his coat after Jesus called, but he yelled out all the more. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Why was blind Bartimaeus crying out? Because he sat there for how many years? Imagine people saying, shut up. And you're not blind. You're not to tell that blind man to shut up. Blind man, yell for everything you got, brother. Maybe you get your sight. Yell on, brother. Here, stand up. I help you. Yell, hey. Hey, Jesus, help us. How many crying out? Come on. You got something that you need addressed that only God can address. Blind Bartimaeus was crying out to the only one who could help him, and people telling him to shut up. Be quiet. It's the master. Don't bother him. Hey, listen, he could open my eyes. I'm crying out. I'm crying out. Through the abundance of his complaint, she says, of my complaint and my grief, I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, and here is the scripture that I've been trying to get to. And after this, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm not going to preach another sermon after this, okay? But we'll do that next week. But Eli answered and said to her, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition. Whoa, hallelujah! Yeah, see, I've been praying that over you. This thing has been sitting in my spirit all week long since I read it. Every time I pray, I think about you. I said, Lord, grant Dan's petition. Grant Sherry's petition. The thing that they've been crying out, grant Mother Edna's petition. Because they've been crying out to you. And the priest said, the God of Israel, grant your petition which you have asked of him. And so over Moses and Jessica, I've been praying that, believing God for that. Over Carl and Diane, over Kreku and Mommy. Come on, over Jim and Irene, over Loretta, over all of you, been praying. God, grant their petition. That, listen, and I don't have to qualify it because God knows, listen, the petition he set that up was the petition that was married to the will of God. That petition was married to the will of God. What did Jesus say? He said, pray anything that is according to your Father's will, and what will happen? He will do it. Ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. And so I've been praying over you, just meditating on it. Why? Because God is at work in you. God is at work in your life. God is at work bringing forth himself. Come on, I know President Obama mistakenly, he didn't know what he said when he said, we are the answer that we're looking for. I know he had no idea what he meant when he's. I know it's political and all that. But brother, I am not the answer I'm looking for. I don't know about you. But Jesus, come on, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And so I've been praying and I will continue to pray. I will continue to wait on God and believe the Lord for his will and his purpose. Even though at times right now it may cause you some discomfort, it may cause you some grief or some sorrow. I'm praying that God would grant your petition. You believe me? Amen. You agree with me? Amen. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Ah, Lord. Yes, Lord. We love you today. Father, we stand in praise and honor and worship, and we magnify your goodness. We magnify your presence. We thank you, O God, Lord, that you're with us. You promised you would never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, that you're working in us, that you're working on us, that you're working through us. And Father, I thank you for your purpose and your plans, O God. Father, which far exceed ours, O God. Yet we're in it. Yet you've chosen us. You've elected us, O God. And you've made us a part of your grand scheme, your grand plan. And so, Father, I pray according to your will, according to your desire, over every one of your children here today, over every family, over all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Lord, your purposes, your plans, O God, your desires, your will, the thoughts and intents of your heart, O God, be brought to pass in every home, in every life, O God. Father, that we might be an influence, that we might be a light and salt, O God. Father, that we might minister, Lord, the light of the kingdom, O God, to those, Lord, who dwell in darkness. Father, we ask for your blessing, for your grace, for the ministry and power of your Spirit. Lord, in granting the petitions, Father, that you caused us to cry out to you for. So be praised now. Be magnified. Be glorified, Father. Lord, as we continue to walk with you, Lord, in the power and strength that comes only from your Holy Spirit. We ask this and all things, Father, in the precious name of our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you real good.